Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Deep to left. Oh, my. At the wall. It's gone. The Giants win it 3-2. And Atlanta drops another one.
If you listen closely to that, you could hear Bryce Elder's heart break in half during that clip. It's sports radio, 92.9 The Game, the morning shift with all of us reunited here today. It feels so good. Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. So on Saturday, you just heard it, Bryce had a career-high 12 strikeouts in the game while giving the Braves 8 innings of one-run ball while allowing no walks. This is a phenomenal outing for Bryce Elder. None of it mattered, though. Because Pierce Johnson stepped in, and then that walk-off happens.
Absolutely brutal.
Thanks a lot, Pierce.
Yeah.
I tweeted it that my biggest pet peeve is there are certain guys on this team that just get every little thing that they do that isn't perfect is blown out of proportion. Mm-hmm. Bryce Elder's one. I would tell you that Sean Murphy and Matt Olson are another two. De Los Santos and Montero are guys. Now, they haven't given you much. De Los Santos has actually been better lately, but they also are guys that, and Rizal is a guy that no matter what he does, again, not been good though lately. So what was the game you went to? Was it Sunday?
Sunday a week ago, yep, at home.
Elder gives up 3 runs, I think, for the entirety of the game.
Yeah.
And it was all in the first inning. Immediately, somebody needs to tell Bryce Elder doesn't spot another team 3 runs.
I'm genuinely asking this. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about people
fans,
on social media?
Fans. Okay, it's a lot of it's fans. There's people in this radio station that do it too, that kill Bryce Elder, Sean Murphy, Matt Olson, just religiously. It's like a religion for them that they got to bash these guys. Bryce Elder probably has the best start he'll ever have in his career. Mm-hmm. And nothing on social media. Not a word. And especially at their roar. And it's just like frustrating for me because certain guys are doing their job. Matt, guess what? The Braves scored 3 runs yesterday. You know who played it all of them? Matt Olson. Mm-hmm. 3 RBIs. So guys are stepping up and they're still getting killed. And then the other guys that aren't, you don't hear a peep about. And it's frustrating for me. It was frustrating to me that the way the Kimbrel thing played out.
Sure.
Now, look, I was frustrated, too, the way they did it. But to act like he warranted what he did in his one appearance warranted to be brought back, it didn't.
But why do it the way they did it?
So break down exactly what happened. Because they called him up from AAA. He came in and did one inning.
Yes, he did one inning where he gave up a hit, walked a guy, recorded essentially one out, mm-hmm. and the other two outs were recorded by a pickoff move by him,
mm-hmm.
and caught stealing by Sean Murphy, who threw a guy out. And he hit, I think, like 91, maybe 92 tops.
Mm-hmm.
His location was an issue. I don't know why they brought him up on a Thursday afternoon pitched in on their way to San Francisco, then used him Friday night, and then cut him Saturday morning. I don't know why it played out like that. The only thing I can think of is they weren't going to keep him in the minors. There was some kind of agreement again, don't know this, don't know if it was in the contract, but this almost felt like, hey, if you're not, we'll bring you up no later than this day and give you a shot, and if we don't think you're that, we're going to release you. And that was that. That's the only thing I can think of. That's the only thing that makes sense in my head. But the reality is the last thing they needed was a guy that can't record outs on his own. This bullpen is bad enough. And you don't need to pay a guy $2 million, you know, prorate the $2 million, which he is prorated. So he only made, I think, maybe somewhere around $20,000 in that one appearance, which is, guess what? That's that. He got that. I don't know why. I can't tell you why.
Right.
I don't understand it. Maybe one day we'll know.
It makes it even more head-scratching. You see, Saturday, they claimed Jose Ruiz off waivers from the Phillies. And there's more, obviously, always with Anthopoulos, there's more when it comes to the stats and things like that. But you look at his numbers, 8.16 ERA and 14 and a third this year. You're like, why, what was the... You know what I mean? I'm sure there's caveat, there's nuance, there's always background, there's always some kind of spin rate that they're talking about or something they like about the underlying statistics or expected ERA or, you know, batting average on balls in play or what, BABIP. I don't know, but just you look at just the outlying things surrounding all of these moves over the weekend. You're like, the Blewett trade, like all kinds, it's just crazy.
Well, I was just so confused. You know, I actually asked Grant, I don't want to speak for him on this, but I said, what am I missing? This is just so random to me. It almost feels like the Wizard of Oz. Like, look over here. Don't pay attention to this. Like, what's going on? And he's like, you're not missing anything.
Yeah.
This is just what's happening.
It's just what happened.
Yeah, Abe tweeted yesterday, are they trying to set a record? And it reminded me of I don't know if you remember this, Mike, but how much you remember about it anyways, but the 22 Falcons were a team that was in salary cap hell, and they essentially had 3 or 4 to 5 new players seemingly a week on the roster that were playing. And that's what it felt like. It's like, you know what? We're cutting this guy, signing this. That's what the Braves currently feel like, but they're searching, and there is nothing to miss. But people were like, they disrespected him. This is twice he's been disrespected.
Yeah, I don't see it that way.
First off, he was never disrespected by the organization. Mm-hmm. When he was traded in 2014, they were in a wholesale rebuild. They said, go somewhere. They traded him somewhere to get something. I think they got Max Fried in that deal. Not to, by the way. But they were like, hey, you know what? Go somewhere and be productive and have a chance to win. And he did. He eventually won a World Series in his travels. But when you're a 37-year-old reliever who doesn't have near the stuff you have anymore, you can't say you're disrespected because you spent 2 months in the minor leagues. You got a call up and it didn't work out. Yes, he didn't allow any runs, but he really only recorded one out to me in that inning. To me, I understand he got out of it, but. It's just icing on the cake of what has been one of the worst 17-game stretches in recent memory for this franchise.
Let me follow that up and talk about legends and talk about making sure you respect your players and doing all this stuff. Where are we at on Ozzie Albies right now? And that's one of the things that I'm having trouble with in the back of my head is we talk about how little moves there are to make. You talk about Michael Harris and Matt Olson and obviously Ronald Acuna, all these guys under contract, you know, Sean Murphy. That's one of the reasons I brought up Ozuna. He's one of the guys that's not under contract long term. Albies is kind of in that situation too. They have him under a very team-friendly deal, but they have club options the next couple of years. I'll be really curious to see what the future is for a guy like that who a lot of these players you can say, well, he's not helping them win. I think he's actively right now helping them lose.
So, yeah, and I've been very critical of Ozzy, and because this is the worst season I remember him ever having. Mm-hmm. I mean, his rookie years were better than this. The problem for me with Ozzy is he's not just bad at the plate. He's not been good in the field.
Yeah.
And do I think you'll get this version of Ozzy next year if he's here? No, I don't think so. I think I would like to think – history shows me that he'll at least revert back defensively. But this is a couple of years of bad offense from him. Now, health-wise, he's not been healthy the last few years either. He's healthy this year. Problem, and I think that's the biggest head-scratcher of all, is Ozzie's been healthy. Riley's been healthy. Michael Harris has been healthy. Sean Murphy, yes, wasn't healthy early. You know, he came in, 2 weeks into the season, but he's been healthy. So, you're just not good with your core being healthy this year. Acuna, he missed, but, you know, the Profar signing will help because you're essentially playing a less-than-average platoon in left field. Right now, what was kind of working in Verdugo and Eli White is now not working anymore, not offensively anyways.
It's not even close. So, there's so many holes in this lineup, though. Like, and that's the frustrating part is you look at it, and you brought this up the other day where, you know, it used to be a guy that was great defensively, just give you average numbers at the plate, hit 240 and, you know, 10 home runs or whatever it is, and you'd be fine. But you have, like, three different positions on this team that look like that right now. And it's so frustrating, and I bring up Ozzie Albies because you do have the club options, but Michael Harris ain't going nowhere. Like, Michael Harris was signed to a long-term deal that I think he makes – $12 million through like 2030, if I'm not mistaken, and he's going to be around. And, you know, the Albies thing, the club option will be, you know, is there another team that values him at that much? I'm not on team, like, break it down and blow it up because I don't know what the price is that you can actually ask for some of the guys that are struggling at the plate right now, and you have them under contract for a long time. So it is what it is.
Here's the deal. I mean, Austin Riley's AAV – salary basically is what it stands for. Is 21.2. Matt Olson's is 21. You know, Strider's is 12.5. Murphy's is 12. Harris is like 9. To your point. So, you know, the core is cheap.
Yes.
And you can that we always talk about the minor league system right now, and Alex Anthopoulos has ruined it, and they're so bad. You know why that is? Because every time every single year you bring up a guy who's supposed to be in your farm system, and he's got to be relied on immediately. Where do you think AJ Smith-Shawver came from? Mm-hmm. Where do you think Spencer Strider came from? Where do you think Spencer Schwellenbach came from? Where the hell do you think Drake Baldwin came from? You know, those guys aren't necessarily – like, Spencer Schwellenbach's not supposed to be here right now.
Right.
Hurston Waldrop, who had a terrible start in Gwinnett yesterday, or for Gwinnett, is going to be up here probably next year.
And I'll just say this as well. Alex Anthopoulos, to me, he keeps catching strays. I don't think he has anything to do with this. I really don't. Like, he signed guys to very friendly deals through the long term. The development at that point is kind of out of his hands as a GM. Like, you can only develop guys so much. They have to continue to develop as Major League Baseball players. And if I'm him, and I know he catches strays about the bullpen, I'm not wasting any money going to get bullpen players for the way that this team has been hitting. I'm not doing it.
Allie, they're the seventh highest payroll. Mm-hmm. That's fine. They're the seventh highest payroll because you're paying your core. The reality is he's not allowed to spend top 2, 3, 4, 5 money right now. And that does not come from his office. That's not Alex's salary cap imposed. And I'm not a hate Liberty Media guy. That is just the truth.
Well, and hopefully we can start to turn this around tonight. We start a series in Milwaukee against the Brewers at 7:40. Chris Sale is pitching. And coming up, we'll go in the huddle. We've got the details on the Aaron Rodgers deal. And Nick Chubb is expected to make a move. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio, 92.9 Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy, Allie Mack, Dylan hanging out with you here on this Monday morning. We're going to get back into more NBA Finals talk in just a second. We also got to get in the huddle. A couple of cool stories coming out of the NFL. Did you watch the race yesterday, Bo? And that really, really good racing out there on the track. High speeds.
There's
Michigan. Is it Michigan International Speedway?
Yes, I believe it is called that now. They've changed
not as cool
the name
as the Echo
times.
Chamber, but
No, it's not. You know, some would say, I'm not saying this, but some would say that they could go faster at Michigan. They used to.
Yeah.
Apparently, it used to average like 2 miles an hour faster, and those were better races.
Yeah. Good race.
I did watch the race. It was great.
Denny Hamlin wins, and he does the OHIO. He's like become a pseudo Ohio State fan because one of his friends is an Ohio State fan, so they go to all the games, watch all the national championship run, gambles on Ohio State. So he just gave it the opportunity to go out there and just stir the pot a little bit.
He also did the I just beat your favorite driver.
Yeah.
And then, but I tell you what, for a guy that the fire suit's fitting a little snugger on these days, he probably should. I mean, that white.
I'm not talking.
Denny, white fire suit, getting a little snug. Maybe you should have went with a purple one or
he's
something.
He's like 44. He's still at the top of his game, and he is due a son literally, like probably right now. Like he's run two races in a row, and they're going to Mexico City this weekend. Run two races in a row where he's like, if I have to get out of the car 40 laps in, I'm doing it so I can make it home for the birth of my son. And he ends up winning yesterday.
I'm wondering at the end of the day what this race is going to cost NASCAR. I'm wondering if this is going to be NASCAR's
the Mexico City race
Thanos moment where it was like, what did it cost you to run a road
Everything.
Trip? Yeah, because they're I saw pictures of the haulers yesterday, and I know that our NASCAR fantasy chat had posted it as well. Later on, they posted it, but that's where they were covering up like alcohol sponsors.
Yeah.
I think they had to cover up gun sponsors, you know, like so Bass Pro Shops.
Gambling.
Gambling. Well, I mean, that's a big part of NASCAR. You know, I mean, Bush and Miller and, you know, Budweiser, like these companies that are part of it, and, you know, Bass Pro Shops and everything. So I just think. I just don't know. And then there's other threats, you know, when you run in Mexico City. You know, there is a crime aspect where the safety, you know, when NFL teams go to Mexico City, they literally tell them, don't leave the hotel.
I'm shocked that they're actually still have decals on the side of their rigs headed down there because they do have a huge security detail and all of the haulers are going down together in, like, this long line and they have this huge, like, security. Like, my thing is, like, I just take an unmarked truck at that point. You know what I mean? Like, if you're really, really bad, you know, something worrisome happening along the way, but it's like, I don't even know why we have sponsors at all. You know what I mean? Just throwing out there as blank trucks.
And they're already there. Right. But, I mean, you know, it all, because of the advertising part, yes. But if you're talking about, you know, does that make it safer to travel with an unmarked truck? No, I mean, when you see 40 haulers with a police escort.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty obvious what the hell that is.
That's what I'm saying. I just broken them up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just one at a time. I don't know what they're carrying.
You know, if you got one of those, what is it, RPO? What do they call it when you have the grenade launcher?
RPG.
RPG, yeah. Well, my bad. When you got an RPG, if you got an RPG, you can pretty much do what you want.
Speaking of being on Child Watch, was Mr. Halliburton in the building yesterday, Allie?
Mr. Halliburton was in the building yesterday. Game 2 of the NBA playoffs happened. OKC won over the Pacers. They tied up the series 1-1. Mike, you had a well-deserved day off on Friday, but we were all shocked when the Pacers won Game 1.
Yeah.
And I was asking Mark Zeno, like, is there any chance they could win Game 2? He said, no, Allie, there's not a chance. It's improbable. So he was right.
He stood on business with that one, huh? Yeah, 10 toes down, as Dylon would say. It was obviously a very entertaining Game 1. Game 2, not quite the same because the Oklahoma City, back to doing Oklahoma City things.
Yeah, to Mark Zeno and Allie's point, talking about how OKC bounces back, I saw that if you include the NBA Cup title game, which, you know, I don't know if including that, but they are 18-2 after suffering a loss this season, and 12 of those 18 wins have been by double digits. So the Thunder are just about the best team at bouncing back after a loss, and so that's why I expected this type of performance. Plus, we all talked about it, how OKC just had a dreadful, probably one of their worst, if not their worst, shooting performance in Game 1. You didn't expect that in Game 2. And so Jalen Williams was good. Chet Holmgren both stepped up, and now it's Caruso. Yeah. We got to talk about him.
I told you about Caruso.
He told y'all. He was a dog on defense and offensively, just draining threes left and right.
Dylan, the thing that's crazy is that this series is tied at 1, and Indiana has played well, essentially well, in one quarter. I mean, other than if it's not for the fourth quarter in Game 1, this is 2-0, and it looks like an easy sweep.
Yeah.
That's the difference in this series, is one quarter.
Well, as expected, Aaron Rodgers signed with the Steelers. It's a $13.65 million deal for a one-year contract. $10 million of that is guaranteed, and Aaron is expected to be at the team's mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow. No trips to Egypt, although I did look. There is a flight out of Pittsburgh at 7 a.m. tomorrow, direct to Cairo. Yeah. Only $1,200.
Up to like 19, I think, maybe close to 20 with incentives. Dude, that's a steal for a starting quarterback that everyone wants to say, oh, he sucks. Look at what he did. Look at the Jets did last year. Look what Aaron Rodgers did last year, though. He was not the sole reason that team was a debacle. There were other contributing factors. Now, I'm glad that he'll be there for minicamp. If you're a Steelers fan, I'm glad for you. I don't think it matters, but they're apparently also monitoring this deal with the Commanders and Terry McLaurin, and there's a little bit of beef there in Washington, and they're definitely looking for another playmaker in Pittsburgh.
Did you see the news that came out that Aaron Rodgers is actually the third option going into the offseason for Pittsburgh? They actually tried to make a move for Matthew Stafford. They also tried to re-sign Justin Fields, just couldn't come to terms financially with either one of those situations, so Aaron Rodgers is what kind of fell into their lap, and here they are.
Well, remember, we talked about this a while back about the Justin Fields in Pittsburgh, and remember what we all talked about was the fact that Justin Fields didn't sign in Pittsburgh because Justin Fields didn't feel commitment from them, and he kind of felt like the rug was pulled out from underneath him last year when they were winning, and then as soon as Russell Wilson got healthy, they went to him. So I don't blame Justin Fields for how he handled that situation whatsoever.
Yeah. Other NFL news, Nick Chubb signing with the Texans on a one-year deal. You remember there was kind of some back and forth going on before the draft about whether or not he would sign back in Cleveland. Now he's had obviously a long injury history, starting to get longer in the tooth, but hey, older running backs are in right now, and he heads down to pair up with Joe Mixon, Damien Pierce, and other guys they have down there. I don't know what Houston's offense is. Bobby Slowick, not part of that right now. I know that they have never really relied on the run game down there, or haven't tried to since C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans have been in the fold. But nonetheless, you look at Nick Chubb signing down there, I think everybody's kind of hoping for the best. Good dude. And seems like somebody that obviously has done everything everything possible to work his way back to full health. So,
well, whatever their offense is or isn't, all starts up front. I don't know if you've ever heard of like offensive line play, but it's very important. And I'm obviously being facetious because I know who you are and what you did. But that's where it starts for me. I don't care if they sign Nick Chubb or not, right?
Yeah.
That was their problem last year. And that their offensive line wasn't overly good. Not to mention that a lot of the powers that be felt that Bobby Slowick didn't change his schemes, his protective
schemes. I said this numerous times last year. It felt like they were playing for third and long. It's like they were more comfortable in third and long. Yeah. Always the most reserve run game in the world. And it was like, we just think that, you know, hey, if we're in third and long, all of a sudden we're really comfortable there, and that's where we get our explosives.
Didn't they trade Laramie Tunsil?
They did. They traded Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah. So who was their, you know, best offensive lineman franchise last five or 6 years? So yeah,
fair enough.
It's interesting. That's where it starts.
Adam Sandler in the news yesterday, and I'm going to use this headline to talk about something else, but he says that he's going to cast Derrick Henry in a movie if Derrick Henry rushes for 2,000 yards this year. Now, a lot of things have to stay kind of in line with that in order for that to happen. I hope it happens. Also, though, have y'all seen the trailer for Billy Madison 2?
You mean Happy Gilmore?
Happy Gilmore 2, I'm sorry. It looks incredible. Like, the amount of people that are involved in this thing. I was never a fan of, like, hey, let's remake this movie 25 years later. It looks awesome.
I just hope it's not an hour and a half worth of cameos sliced together to try to make a story. I hope that they do a storyline, because the original Happy Gilmore is one of my favorite movies of all time by him. And then obviously Billy, you had me excited that, hey, wait, there's a Billy Madison 2 also.
I'm sure there is.
What's he going to do? Go back to college at 60?
I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, that's I'm sure there is probably one coming.
I just real quick wanted to, because the Derrick Henry was on Dan Patrick, and that's whole the thing. That's how the whole, you know, thing about, you know, if Derrick Henry rushed for 2,000 yards, that's how it all came up. I didn't realize until yesterday that Dan Patrick has been in a lot of Adam Sandler's movies. I didn't know that.
Oh, I don't think he's missed an Adam Sandler movie since like 2004 or something. Like,
I didn't realize they were tight like that.
He's been in, and he was even in That's My Boy. I mean, I'm sure that the cameo with him is like, Happy Gilmore is probably doing an interview on the Dan Patrick Show or something. Or maybe Dan Patrick is like replaced the great Vern Lundquist as the announcer. Remember when Vern Lundquist was in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Way back then?
Yeah. We got to go to break. Look, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. At 8 o'clock, we'll do the wake-up call. A couple of topics. Are you on team blow it up, or are you on team just calm down when it comes to the Atlanta Braves? Also, topic an Allie Mack drop earlier about participating in major sporting events as you are right now. Which one would you want to step in the Coliseum, if you will, and participate in a major sporting event? Which one would you pick? We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the College Sports Commission and the House settlement that came out Friday. You know, how that impacts college sports. I also got a mic'd up and a story about a party involving a little kid and a dog. I'm curious which side of this argument you'll be on. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The game. Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. My name is Mike. That's Bo. That's Allie. That's Dylan. Hanging out with you here on this Monday morning. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We always enjoy. I am one of the few people seemingly in this world that I can't wait to go to work in the morning. I really do feel like that.
Sometimes Sundays are a little too long
right.
for me. I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully everybody out there is not having a case of the Mondays and you're back at it, whatever your work is. You're headed into town, out of town, whatever it is. Take us on the Odyssey app wherever you go. Throw us on the AirPods. Make sure you're listening to all the good content here at 92.9 The Game. Coming up at 8 o'clock, I want to hear from you guys. We'll do a wake-up call. That'll be 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. When it comes to the Braves, are you on team blow it up? Or are you on team, hey, everybody just calm down? All right. And also want to talk about which sporting event, which championship event would you want to participate in? If you were an amateur trying to claw your way into one championship event, which one would it be? So that's going to be a lot of fun to have that conversation. I want to talk about this College Sports Commission. We'll get into mic'd up here in just a second. I do have an interesting mic'd up. It's one of those random situations. You know what AITA is, Allie, on Reddit? It's a Reddit thread, AITA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those situations where a person asks, like they post the story online, they say, am I the blank hole? Like, right. am I the bad one here? So I got an interesting one where I think actually everybody's kind of in the right slash in the wrong at the same time. I'm not sure which side of it I'm on. I'm going to throw it at you guys and see which side you guys fall down on. That'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. Look, Major League Baseball executive Brian Seeley was named the new CEO of the College Sports Commission on Friday night. Seeley's, you know, we heard about this a couple of weeks ago where it's like, it's not a household name, but it's a guy that we really feel confident in leading this sport and this governing arm into the next generation of college athletes and everything. I want to throw this part at you guys, though, because I think this is funny. One of the things about this release and the story from Pete Thamel on ESPN, it's just funny how we tend to frame things at the beginning. One of the parts of this is, over his decade plus at Major League Baseball, Seeley earned a reputation as strong and competent manager whose department, which had to let go of three employees following allegations of unethical behavior, consistently delivered solid work. It's funny because had he been fired at any point from Major League Baseball, the thread would have read, well, you know, he had to let go of three employees because under his watch, the unethical work started to come out. Exactly. It's just funny how much we spin these things. But nonetheless, Brian Seeley is the new CEO of the College Sports Commission. Bo, he's going to be tasked with kind of overlooking the NIL arm and everything else going on with this. I don't know what rules are actually going to be put in place. And I am positive that there are going to be a massive amount of lawsuits following whatever rules. I think the first task of this College Sports Commission is going to be how long can athletes actually play college football, mm-hmm. because there are lawsuits out there over that. But also, they're going to have to decide what market value is for some of these guys that are getting paid tens of millions of dollars. I can go down the list. Bowl game, like I can just keep naming it. But you know, he's got a lot of tough tasks ahead of him for sure.
Eligibility should be deemed. I mean, you shouldn't be able to play more than like you can be in school. And if you're gonna be on scholarship, right? That's one thing. I'm not overly excited about the guy that they've chosen. I don't know if having someone that's been in Major League Baseball the last 15 years under Rob Manfred is where I want. Like, oh yeah, let's let this guy be in charge of a crap show already, and let's let him be in charge of college football, and we're trying to save the sport. That's who I want running it. Not to mention his ties in Washington, another, you know, place where I don't want to take people and put him in.
Yeah, former assistant U.S. attorney.
Yeah, yeah. And he's been on some judiciary committees and everything. Yeah, you know what? That's another crap show. And let's put him in charge of.
What would you have rather it have been somebody that had been involved in college sports? Is that what you're saying?
I just would rather it be someone that weren't in two places where they seemingly can't get out of their own way, which is Major League Baseball and Washington. And so we're going to take a guy that's been in right in the middle of all that. We're going to put him in charge of, I don't know, another sport that has been run by an organization that can't get out of their own way. So it's just kind of like, that's who we're, and look, he might be awesome. He might be the right guy. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong every once in a while. It happens from time to time. And, obviously I'm joking, but that's just not where I would turn. But I think one of the reasons they turned to him is his relationship with Tony Petitti, who is the Big Ten commissioner, who has worked directly with Sealy. So I'm just a little bit on him being the guy in charge. Yeah, ultimately, I would love to see Nick Saban or somebody do it, but I don't know if the problem is, I don't know if Nick Saban has that. Nick Saban would need a guy like Sealy.
I was going to say, love to have it on both sides.
To know how to get stuff done. So I guess my point is I'd like Nick Saban to say, this is the way it should be. And then Sealy is the guy that goes and executes that. This sounds like a Roger Goodell, though, situation to me. Because I think even with all this said, this guy was hired by who? The four power conference commissioners. Therefore, this guy is going to be the college football version of Roger Goodell. He's going to be the guy that everyone hates, but yet he's doing the dirty work of those four guys. That is where it ultimately comes down to. So everyone's going to hate Sealy, but if he actually does his job, we will hate him the way most people hate Roger Goodell. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense, and I'm glad you asked if it did. I think that you're spot on when it comes to how we're going to probably feel about him. And I think you bring up a couple of good things. First of all, I don't think that a guy like Nick Saban would have wanted that job, right? And I also don't think that somebody like Nick Saban, I know that people have clamored for him, and obviously I know him very well, having played for him. I don't think that that's something that would have been in his ballpark. When you look at the fact that Sealy went to Harvard Law School, and I know you kind of knock it, but it kind of takes somebody in this given scenario that has been around Washington, D.C., to understand the lawsuits that are about to come forth towards the College Sports Commission. He has to know what rules that he feels like that will hold up in a court of law. I think that's why he's been put in that position.
Well, Mike, when I first read it, I told you, I read this earlier, and his background, I should say. And that's the way I felt. And then when I started talking about it, I actually agree with what you're saying, because it comes back to, you need someone like him because he knows how dirty things need to be done to get done. Mm-hmm. You have to be kind of dirty, right, to get things accomplished in Washington, in sports. Why, again, everybody hates Roger Goodell. But tell me how the game in the NFL game is worse off because of Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
It's not. You know why the game is worse off? Because the owners are greedy, or because players sue the league. Everyone can say, well, Roger Goodell has made the league soft. No, he hasn't. Former players suing the league because of concussions is why they changed how the game was officiated in it, right? That's why they took away certain hits. The owners being greedy is why they're in playing 9 or 10 or 12 overseas games now. Not because he wanted it.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? You're going to tell me right now. Reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. There was something that popped up on the thread, on the Reddits over the weekend. It's the AITA, which is one of my favorite threads, because I always like to see some people are just getting peppered, just like, you're an idiot. You know what I mean? And there's other ones that are actual good conversations. I had to ask my wife this one because we were kind of in the throes of these scenarios pretty often. And I wasn't sure which side I was actually on of this conversation. So the headline is, and you can read this on a couple of different websites that actually wrote stories about it. Dad makes son leave kids party after the host refuses to lock up dogs during event. Now, this dad shows up at a birthday party. It was a pool party out in the backyard, and shows up, and the family that was hosting had a family dog. Just a fun-loving dog kind of flopping around the backyard. His son, he's kind of scared of dogs, and his son's a little bit scared of dogs. And he just walked up to the owner and said, look, my son is scared of dogs. you know, is there any chance that you could lock the dog up for the remainder of the party? And the owner kind of looks over at the dog, and the dog's kind of flopping around, and he's just like, I don't think he needs to be scared of that dog. And the guy who brought his son over was like, yeah, I understand that, but it's not like I can control the fact that he's scared of dogs. He's petrified. He doesn't want to be here. So the owner of the house, it was a four-year-old birthday party, I believe. The owner of the house looks at the guy and goes, no, I'm sorry. I'm not putting my dog, locking my dog away. He's absolutely miserable when you lock him in. He's just going to scratch the door the entire time. He's going to be barking, and it's going to make for a harder time for me for the rest of the afternoon. The dad and the son, the four-year-old that were visiting, then had been invited to the birthday party, they said, all right, well, we're going to head home. Mm-hmm. And so they actually ended up leaving. I'm not sure, like, I've hosted birthday parties. I've hosted four-year-old birthday parties, three-year-old birthday, whatever it is, and I have a dog, and he is about as fun-loving as you could possibly imagine, just probably wants to lick most people. Does bark a lot, doesn't like being locked away. I asked my wife just straight up, I was like, which one would we do? And she goes, I'm probably not locking away Charlie. I'll be straight up honest with you, probably not putting my dog away in a room. Now, there was a lot of back and forth. It was kind of split 50-50 on Reddit. I'm curious where you guys land on this. We're all, you know, all, the three of us in here are dog owners. I'm not scared of dogs, but I would hate it if my son was and he wasn't allowed to go to birthday parties because there was a dog in attendance. So I'm not sure how I play this.
Well, I'm probably not qualified to answer this because if you're scared of my dog, then you're also scared of your own shadow and maybe the sun. So you probably should. I mean, let's just be real. I actually have no issue with either party. I understand.
I agree.
I understand where the dog owner's coming from. Then again, I understand the guy saying, hey, as a parent, I'm starting to, like, I'm nowhere near where this guy's at, but I'm starting to understand the protecting your kids mm-hmm. and standing up for your kids and how to do it politely and then also how to do it necessary. I thought this from the way you explained it, Allie, it sounds like he did it, the dad did it the right way and handled it right, didn't get mad. That's the way Mike has explained it to us, right?
Yes.
So I don't blame either party, and I think I probably would have been like, yeah, I could put her up for a few minutes, but if she starts calling the door, I'm going to let her out. But I don't blame the guy either.
Well, and how refreshing is it that nobody decked each other in this scenario?
Yeah.
Like, that's not the headline here.
Yeah.
But I can – so – my dogs, Han and Chewy, they're 2 years old. They're crazy. And if we had a bunch of four-year-olds over,
yes,
it would not be a good situation.
Yeah.
So.
Need to be hitting up the Georgia Hemp Company for that doggy CBD.
Yeah. I also, though, know if we were to lock them up, that would be absolutely awful. Maybe. And I would have to see this dog's demeanor, but maybe a doggy daycare for the day if you're inviting a bunch of children over.
Well, let me follow that up. Do you think it's necessary if you're going to have a dog around at a pool party to put it on the invitation?
I feel like in this day and age, maybe, because like even birthday cakes can't really go to school.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of allergies.
My son is not allowed to take nuts at all to school.
Yeah, see,
can't
there's a lot of that stuff going on right now. So I feel like maybe there's just a little asterisk that says,
yeah,
dog will be home.
Now that's too much for me.
On the invitation?
If your kid is deathly afraid of dogs, maybe you should hit the parent up and be like, hey, just curious, do you have a dog? My kid is scared of dogs, and it'd just be a bad experience for all. So if you do, like, what is... And maybe ask and be like, well, we're just going to not show up. Look, the other kids, the one missing out on a present. So, I mean, that's a real loser.
My wife did bring this up, and I've seen this happen before, that most of the people that are scared of dogs will just say they're allergic to dogs.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hey, I'm allergic to dogs. You know, is there going to be a dog involved in this? So I have seen people say they're allergic to dogs that are just scared of dogs.
Of course.
And I think we've hosted people, I won't call anybody out, but we've hosted people at our house that are very much like, yeah, I'm allergic to dogs. And the dog comes around and you're like, and that you can tell they're terrified.
I may have a parent that said they're allergic to cats my entire life, and they are not. They just don't like them.
We're going to do the wake-up call. We got to go to break 404-726-0929. A reminder, this hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Are you team blow it up, or are you team just calm down when it comes to the Atlanta Braves? Which moves do you want to see made? Also, if you could involve yourself as an amateur and work your way towards any championship in sports to be participant in, which one would it be? That's the morning shift. It's 404-726-0929. Stick with us. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.